This is Journey with Prayer, a contemplative prayer journey corresponding to our episode, Leading Differently Together, with Kath Livesey. That the one who prophesies strengthens others, encourages them, and comforts them. 1 Corinthians 14:3. Our Father, You who communicate Your love and Your purposes through the fellowship of believers, we approach Your throne with hearts full of gratitude. You are the God who speaks, who engages, who reveals the widths, the heights, and the depths of Your heart to Your children. And we give thanks for the way Your Spirit continues to move, empowering us to speak words of strength, encouragement, and comfort to one another. In the quiet of our souls, we recognize the whisper of Your voice, calling us to deeper understanding and greater compassion. You have not left us without guidance, but You have given us Your word that speaks, and You've given us the gift of prophecy to edify the body of Christ and to manifest Your kingdom here on earth. And we celebrate the beauty of this gift, and we pray for the courage to use it to glorify Your name. As Paul exhorts us, we eagerly desire the gift of prophecy. And we lift up our brothers and sisters who are searching for Your presence, longing to hear Your voice in their lives. Those who don't even know that they can hear Your voice. You said, "My sheep hear My voice." So may their spirits be attuned to Your gentle promptings, and may they find affirmation and direction through the prophetic gifts that You distribute generously. And we ask that Your love and wisdom flow through us, enabling us to strengthen the faint-hearted, uphold the weary, and speak life into the places of despair. God of all comfort, we ask that You would mold our hearts to reflect the image of Your Son. May we be vessels of Your peace, carriers of the hopeful message that You've entrusted to us. Teach us to wield the prophetic with humility and with reverence, attentive to the needs of those around us, and eager to build up Your church in unity and in love. And we pray all this, knowing that You are at work in us and through us. May we be receptive to Your transformative power, ready to respond to the call of Your Spirit with willing hearts. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So as you go through your week, I want to encourage you, take the time to reflect. Reflect on 1 Corinthians 14:3. Ponder how the gift of prophecy is designed to strengthen, encourage, and comfort others. Journal any insights you receive about how you can embody these aspects in your daily interactions. Number 2, engage. Take time in your local prayer group, house group, gathering with friends, and take a little bit of time of listening to God and sharing prophetic encouragement with one another. Experience firsthand the way that prophecy can build up the church community. And pray, set aside time to intentionally seek out God's voice. You can pray these 3 ways. Pray for a personal understanding of the way God wishes to use you to strengthen, encourage, and comfort others through prophetic insights. Number 2, you can intercede for the church and broader faith community, praying that prophecy would be embraced in a manner that is healthy, grounded in Scripture, and beneficial for the edification of the church. Number 3, seek God's refinement in your own character, asking for grace to be a source of godly encouragement and comfort, be an expression of the heart of Jesus to those around you. You can check the show notes for these references, prayers, and scriptures. Or to find out more about our podcast, head over to journeywithcare.ca. I'm Johan. Thanks for praying with me today.